Welcome in, everyone. We're diving deep today into the world of crafting those irresistible offers, right? Launching them effectively and maximizing sales. And we brought in the big guns for this one. We've got insights from Paul Sokol, the automation expert, Cheryl Rarick, the anti-hustle business strategist known for Automate and Chill, her program, and Michael R. Hunter from Spiffy Checkouts.
It's amazing how many businesses really get stuck focusing on like the what they're selling, the
Huh.
product itself, and totally forget about the offer. It's such a crucial distinction. The key takeaway is this: shift your thinking from product to offer. An offer is like the entire package, is how you present it,
Right.
the value you highlight, who you're talking to. Think like Big Mac versus Big Mac meal.
Yeah.
That's product versus offer.
Okay, yeah.
You're bundling, you're adding value, you're solving a specific hunger.
That makes total sense. It's not enough to have a great product. You need to like package it in a way that speaks to that ideal customer.
Exactly. And here's where it gets really interesting. To create like a truly irresistible offer, you need to understand the nighttime problems that
Okay.
your ideal customer is facing. What are those nagging worries that keep them up at night? What are they desperately seeking a solution for?
So you're saying if I know what those like nighttime problems are, I can tailor my offer to directly address those. Oh, that's brilliant.
And remember, the market's always changing. You
Yeah.
know, trends,
Yeah.
shift seasons change, world events happen.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to repackage your offer, tweak the messaging,
Yeah.
stay relevant and flexible. What worked last year might not work today.
This is already making me rethink my whole strategy so much to consider. Okay, let's talk timing. Is an offer the same thing as a launch?
Not necessarily. You can have an offer without like a big launch,
Okay.
but a successful launch
Right.
always has strategic timing built in.
Okay.
Take course creators, for example. Many of them actually reverse engineer their launches
Interesting.
based on their desired lifestyle and capacity
Okay.
so they don't burn out.
Okay.
They factor in that 4 or 6 week pre-launch phase,
Right.
the time to warm up that entry, the audience handle those objections before the offer is even out there. You
Right,
know,
right.
build that anticipation.
So don't just like spring a Black Friday offer on people out of the blue. Warm them up first makes sense.
Precisely. Speaking of Black Friday and Cyber Monday,
Yeah.
you know, everyone's going to be bombarded with discounts.
Right.
It can be tempting to just slash prices,
Yeah.
but I'd encourage you to think about discounting strategically.
Okay.
Does it align with your long-term customer value? What's attracting the right customers, or are you just creating like a short-term sales spike
Yeah.
at the expense of your profit margins?
This reminds me of a Father's Day golf course deal that I got once. There's a deep discount. But they totally missed the opportunity to upsell me on anything. No membership, no mention of other services. They just treated me like a bargain hunter, not a potential loyal customer.
That's a classic example of discounting without a strategy. Think about alternatives,
Well,
bundles,
right.
value adds, exclusive bonuses.
Yeah.
These can make your offers irresistible without sacrificing your profits.
Okay, that's a game changer. So we've got the right offer, the right timing. Yeah.
Now, what about different audiences? Does the way that I present my offer change if it's for someone brand new versus someone on my email list?
Absolutely. You need to know exactly who you're talking to. Trying to be everything to everyone just leads to weak offers that resonate with no one. Before you even craft your offer, ask yourself these four questions. Is there a real problem you're solving? Are people aware of this problem? Are they actively seeking solutions? And crucially, are they willing to pay for a solution?
Love this checklist.
Yeah.
It's all about finding that sweet spot where a genuine need meets a willingness to invest. But once I've nailed down my target audience, how do I actually tailor my offer's presentation?
Imagine you're talking to someone who's like scrolling through Instagram. You wouldn't use the same approach as you would for someone who's been on your email list for months, right? Consider the levels of awareness.
Within your audience, are they unaware of the problem? Problem aware? Solution aware, aware of your solution specifically, or are they already at that deal aware stage, just looking for the right offer? Your messaging has to meet them where they are.
So for cold traffic, maybe I need a longer sales page that really educates them, but for warm leads, I can go straight to the benefits and value propositions.
You got it. And remember, keep the experience congruent. If someone's coming from a fast-paced visual platform like Instagram, your landing page and checkout flow should reflect that energy and visual style. Okay. Don't create a jarring disconnect.
Smooth transitions keep them hooked. Got it. Okay, let's get into the nitty-gritty. We've talked strategy now. Let's talk checkout pages.
Think about the buyer's journey, right? Are they coming from like a long-form sales page where they've already been through the emotional roller coaster of your story? Or are they hitting a short-form page, assuming they kind of already know the deal?
So tailor the checkout to match where they're coming from.
Right.
But what are like the essentials, what needs to be on that page no matter what?
So you absolutely have to reinforce the value they're getting right. Remind them of the benefits, that whole like value stack that we talked about.
Yeah.
Don't just use like any old testimonials. Pick the ones that highlight transformational results.
Okay.
Not, this product is great, but this product changed my life kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And risk reversal is huge here, your guarantee. You've probably got it spelled out on your sales page, but remind them on the checkout page too.
Take away that last bit of hesitation.
Yes.
I like it. So. But what about the technical side of things? How do I make the checkout process itself like super smooth?
This is where psychology meets technology.
Okay, so
think about the ease you get with Amazon, Apple, those one-click buy experiences.
Right.
You've got to bring that same level of like frictionless flow to your checkout. Mobile optimization is non-negotiable. Most people are buying on their phones these days.
Yeah.
Offer Apple Pay, Google Pay, make it brain dead simple.
Right.
And don't ask for more information than you absolutely need.
Yeah. So it's about removing every possible obstacle.
Yeah.
But we're talking about human beings here, right? Not just robots clicking buttons.
Exactly. Don't forget the human touch.
Yeah.
Have clear contact info on your checkout pages.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a simple phone call to a customer who's about to buy can be like a game changer.
Really?
Address those last minute concerns. Build rapport and watch your conversion rate soar.
Amazing. So much gold here. Okay, let's break this down into actionable steps. What are some concrete things that our listeners can do right now to make buying easier for their customers?
So consider payment plans for high ticket offers.
Yeah.
It opens up the possibility for people who might not be able to pay all at once.
Right.
Bonuses are huge. Increase perceived value without discounting your core offer.
And we talked about urgency before.
Yes.
What are some like ethical ways to make my offer feel like now or never without coming across as pushy?
Well, there are a few types of urgency that you can tap into.
Okay.
Natural urgency leverages deadlines that already exist, like a Black Friday sale or a limited time bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Internal urgency is all about that burning problem that your customer is desperate to solve.
Right.
And then there's external urgency.
Okay.
Where you might use things like countdown timers or limited availability.
A multi-pronged approach, but always keeping it genuine, right?
Heck, no sleazy tactics.
No sleazy tactics.
And here's something I want you to do. Pay attention to your buying experiences.
Okay.
When you're out there in the world buying things, what do you love? What frustrates you? What makes you click that buy button without a second thought?
Taking my marketer hat off and putting on my consumer hat, I like it. It's about learning from the best, and sometimes the best is just the everyday experience of buying stuff.
You got it. Now, I know you've got notes from Paul Sokol, who's a wizard when it comes to automation.
Yes.
Where do you want to jump in with that?
Let's talk about how automation fits into all of this. So much of what we've been talking about seems like it could be made easier, more efficient, you know, if we had the right systems in place. What role does automation play in creating these like irresistible offers and streamlining that whole sales process?
So think of automation like having a tireless assistant working behind the scenes 24/7, taking all those like repetitive tasks off your plate so you can focus on the big picture.
And it's more than just sending out like generic email blasts, right?
Right.
It's about creating those personalized journeys.
Absolutely. Segmentation and personalization are key.
Okay.
With the right tools, you can trigger specific actions based on individual behavior interests, where they are in their buying journey.
Right.
Someone abandons their cart. Boom. An automated email sequence gently reminds them of what they're missing, addresses potential objections. Maybe email sweetens the deal a little.
It's like a safety net to catch those almost buyers.
Exactly.
I'm already feeling calmer just imagining all the manual tasks I could take off my to-do list.
Exactly. It's about working smarter, not harder.
Yes.
Automation frees you up to focus on the things that only you can do, the creative stuff, the strategy.
This is mind-blowing. Okay, I have to ask, what about increasing average order value?
Yes.
That's the holy grail.
It is. And this is where the art of upselling and cross-selling comes in.
Okay.
But It has to be done authentically, adding genuine value to the customer's experience. Think about it like a waiter suggesting fries with your burger.
Okay, yeah.
Not pushy, just presenting options that complement their initial choice.
So finding those natural synergies between my products or services?
Exactly.
And the checkout page is prime real estate for this, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can offer related products, bundles, with a discount, even premium upgrades that unlock more benefits.
Like those frequently bought together sections on Amazon, they get me every time.
They work. And you can implement similar strategies in your own business. The key is to make the suggestions feel relevant, like they genuinely enhance the customer's purchase. And don't forget about post-purchase upsells. Once someone's already committed to buying, they're more open to additional offers that build on that initial purchase.
Smart. Capitalizing on that buyer's high. Okay, but what about those people who are still on the fence, hesitant? How do I nudge them towards that yes?
This is where understanding human psychology comes in.
Okay.
People are often motivated by fear of missing out.
Right.
Or the desire to belong. You can tap into those emotions by highlighting limited availability, showcasing social proof from happy customers, even creating a sense of community around your brand.
So creating a sense of exclusivity, like they're a part of something special.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of storytelling. Share relatable anecdotes, highlight the transformations your customers have experienced, make them feel like they're part of a bigger narrative. And don't be afraid to address objections head on. Acknowledge those doubts and fears, then offer solutions and reassurance.
Building trust, building that connection. I love it. But what about when a no is inevitable? Is there a way to handle rejections gracefully? Maybe even turn them into opportunities down the line.
Automated follow-up sequences are your friend here. You can set up a series of emails that go out after someone decides not to buy.
Oh, okay.
Thank them for their interest. Offer additional resources. Invite them to join your email list to stay updated on future offers.
Turning that no into a potential yes down the road.
Exactly.
It's like planting seeds for future harvests. Okay, let's talk about pricing.
Yes.
This is something that so many entrepreneurs struggle with. How do I find that sweet spot where my pricing is both profitable and attractive to customers?
Pricing is a beast. There's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Right.
But here's a guiding principle.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on value-based pricing. Don't get caught up in what your competitors are doing. Instead, focus on the value you're delivering, the transformation you're facilitating.
So quantifying the benefits that my customers are getting.
Right.
And pricing accordingly. Makes sense.
Right. And don't be afraid to charge a premium for exceptional value. People are willing to invest in solutions that truly solve their problems and deliver tangible results.
It's about positioning myself as the expert, not the bargain bin.
Exactly. And remember the psychology of pricing.
Mm-hmm.
People often perceive higher priced items as being higher quality.
You get what you pay for, right?
Right.
But what about when I do need to offer discounts or promotions? How do I make them irresistible without cheapening my brand?
It's all about framing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just slashing prices, highlight the limited time nature of the offer.
Right.
Create urgency bundle products to increase perceived value.
So it's about creating a sense of scarcity or exclusivity, those things that we were talking about earlier.
You're right. And bonuses.
Yeah.
Adding extra perks or incentives can sweeten the deal without messing with your core pricing.
Like the cherry on top.
Okay.
Okay, before we move on, I want to touch on something that Michael said earlier.
Right.
Focus on perfecting one offer, one platform before trying to be everywhere at once.
Yeah.
It's about mastering your niche.
Right.
And becoming known for your expertise.
That's so important. It's easy to get distracted by shiny objects.
Right.
And try to do everything at once. But true success comes from focusing your energy and resources on what you do best.
Becoming a big fish in a small pond rather than a small fish in a giant ocean.
Yes.
Makes sense. Okay. Let's talk about handling objections.
Okay.
This can be a tough one for a lot of entrepreneurs.
It is, but objections are a natural part of the sales process.
Right.
And with the right approach, you can turn them into opportunities to build trust and move the conversation forward.
So how do I do that? Where do I even start?
So start by anticipating those common questions and concerns that come up again and again. You can proactively address those through FAQ sections on your website.
Right.
Even use AI-powered chatbots.
Okay.
To provide instant answers and reassurance.
Okay.
This frees up your time. A&D ensures consistency in the information you're providing.
Like having a 247 virtual customer service rep.
Exactly. And you can use automation to personalize the support experience.
Oh, wow.
Imagine segmenting customers based on their purchase history The products they use their preferred communication channels.
Okay.
This lets you tailor your responses and offer proactive support that anticipates their needs.
Okay, this is next level stuff. So automation isn't just about efficiency. It's about creating a more personalized experience for my customers.
Precisely. And the data you gather from those interactions can be incredibly valuable.
Right.
By tracking which questions or objections come up most often,
yeah,
you can identify areas where you might need to improve your messaging or even your product offerings.
Okay.
It's like having a built-in feedback loop,
right,
and it helps you constantly refine your approach.
Brilliant. But let's be real. Not every objection can be handled with a chatbot. Sometimes you need that human touch,
yeah,
that
empathy,
yeah, to really connect with a customer and address their concerns.
You're absolutely right. And when it comes to those more sensitive or complex objections,
yeah,
the key is to validate the customer's feelings.
Right.
Let them know you understand their hesitation, that their questions are valid.
So it's about acknowledging their emotions.
Yes.
Building rapport before jumping into solutions.
Exactly. And once you've done that,
right,
you can gently guide them towards a solution. Provide additional information, share testimonials from happy customers.
Yeah.
Even offer a risk-free trial or guarantee.
Turning that hesitant maybe into a confident. Yes. I love it. Now, before we move on, I want to emphasize something that's really helped me in my own business. Don't be afraid to experiment.
Yes.
Test different offers, pricing strategies, marketing channels. See what works for your audience and what falls flat.
That's such great advice.
Yeah.
The entrepreneurial journey is all about learning, adapting, constantly evolving.
Mm-hmm.
What works for one business might not work for another.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crucial to find what works best for you.
It's about embracing that entrepreneurial spirit. The curiosity, the innovation, the willingness to try new things.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about building a loyal customer base.
Okay.
This is the dream, right?
It is.
Having customers who love what you do and keep coming back for more.
It is the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more attainable than you might think. Building a loyal customer base is about consistently going above and beyond to exceed expectations.
Mm.
It's about creating an experience so remarkable that people can't help but tell their friends about it.
Creating those wow moments.
Yes, and it's not just about the product or service itself. It's about the entire customer experience,
yeah,
from the first interaction to the post-purchase follow-up.
So a holistic approach.
Yes.
Making people feel valued and appreciated at every step of the way.
Exactly, and personalize whenever possible. Use data to understand your customers' preferences and tailor your communication and offers accordingly. Treat them like individuals, not transactions.
Okay, before we wrap up this incredible deep dive, I want to ask our experts for one final piece of advice, something actionable that listeners can implement immediately to boost their sales and grow their businesses.
Focus on the fundamentals. Identify your target audience, craft an offer they can't refuse, and then use automation to streamline your processes and create a seamless customer experience. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Simple but powerful advice. What about you, Cheryl? What's your parting wisdom?
Never stop learning. The world of marketing is constantly evolving, so stay curious, experiment with new strategies, and never be afraid to ask for help.
Oh, I love that. Always be a student. Michael, what's your final thought for our listeners?
Focus on building relationships. Get to know your customers, understand their needs, and create an experience that makes them feel like they're part of your tribe.
That's so important. It's about building those genuine connections. Now, I know our experts have some incredible bonus resources to share, so be sure to check those out in the show notes. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with one final thought. Success in business is a marathon, not a sprint. Stay focused, stay persistent, and never stop learning.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And remember, the most important ingredient in any successful business is passion. If you love what you do, it will show in everything you do, and your customers will feel it.
What a beautiful way to end this conversation. I want to thank our incredible guests, Paul, Cheryl, and Michael, for sharing their insights and expertise. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you've gained some valuable knowledge and inspiration to take your businesses to the next level. Until next time, keep diving deep, keep learning, and keep crushing it.